When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for April 9th, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. On the song Something in the Way that was released on Nirvana's Nevermind, Kurt Cobain imagined what life would be like if he lived underneath the Yonge Street Bridge in his hometown of Aberdeen, Washington. Now the historic bridge is facing destruction. Connecting North Aberdeen with the city's downtown area, the bridge was built in 1956. In the 30 years since his death, the bridge has become a memorial, but it's now suffering from the effects of aging and deteriorating bridge conditions. Now, a $23 million federal funding grant, the city is hoping to revitalize the bridge and, quote, honor the significance of Kurt Cobain, though the original structure itself may be destroyed. Tommy Lee from Motley Crue posted and then removed a post in tribute to the eclipse yesterday, sharing a video of the sun, and then testicles slowly appeared over it as if it were eclipsing the sun. It's not clear if they were in fact Tommy Lee's testicles or someone else's, but the post was removed either by Tommy Lee or by Instagram. Dream Theater have announced a 2024 tour in celebration of their 40th anniversary, which also marks their first tour with drummer Mike Portnoy since 2010. The 23-date European tour kicks off October 20th in London at the O2 Arena and wraps up in Amsterdam in late November. No North American dates have been announced. Phil Anselmo and Rex Brown have shared a joint statement paying tribute to Jerry Abbott, who passed away last week and was the father of Dimebag Darrell and Vinnie Paul. Jerry Abbott was heavily involved in Pantera's career early on. Not only did he act as the band's manager in the 80s, he produced the group's records during this period, which were tracked in his studio and released under his Metal Magic label. Saying in the statement, "Rest in peace, Jerry Abbott. Jerry was the father of Vince and Daryl and was a huge influence on us in our formative years. He passed down an incredible legacy of his own. He was such a great songwriter and a much sought-after engineer and producer. He managed the band from 1982 to 1989 and taught us a lot. We look back now and see without him, we might not have ever made it out of Tejas, but we did. Hearing the news of his passing, we immediately thought of all the great times we had with LD, a nickname we gave him, and all of the things that made him so special. This cannot be said enough. He was one of the good ones and will be missed. He's in a much better place now. God bless." Billie Eilish has announced the release of her third studio album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, which will arrive on May 17th. Eilish says she's not releasing any singles ahead of the album's release, as the album is meant to be listened to all the way through as a cohesive body of work. In addition to being made available on digital platforms, the album will receive a physical release in limited variants created by 100% recyclable materials. Pre-orders are happening now. Nearly a year and a half after Twisted Sister's one-off onstage reunion at the Metal Hall of Fame, Dee Snider was asked by the Hook Rocks podcast if he and the rest of the band would reconsider coming back together for special performances. The singer said, quote, "As a result of all of the bands retiring and dying, the offers get bigger and bigger for holdouts to come back. And we retired in 2016, I think it was. So we're on 8 years now of not playing with no intention of coming back. But my father, he says, everything before the word but is bullshit. But at some point, you've got to say, well, how can I say no to that?" He continued, well, in the event that the numbers do get there, and we sure as hell seem to be going in that direction, how are we going to do this? Shannon Larkin from Godsmack recently talked about the band's Vibes tour, the band delivering a series of intimate evenings featuring acoustic and electric performances and untold stories in theaters across North America. The second leg of the tour getting ready to kick off on April 9th. Larkin saying that the tour is one of my favorites yet. After doing 8 months on the road last year, playing the same set, because on the big shows, growing up, we all like the bands to try and play as much like the record as possible. And we famously don't use any tracks or any kind of backing. So playing last year, I pretty much played the same thing every night all year. So to come out and do this Vibes tour, which is a completely different set list, and we're playing in smaller venues after beating up the country last year. Vibes is kind of based on this premise of lava lamps and mushrooms and a cool, mellow, trippy vibe, but this time we implemented some cover songs that we all grew up with and were influenced by. He said, I urge everybody to come out and check it out. It's the coolest thing I think we've done in many years. CJ Pierce from Drowning Pool has discussed the progress of the songwriting sessions for the new music that he and his longtime bandmates have been working on with singer Ryan McCombs, saying, quote, we have 3 new songs that we're working out right now. One of them is pretty much ready to go. There's 2 others we're touching on, so I'm hoping to get this going before this run of shows. We just got it down to the first 3 here, but dude, it's just intense. A lot has gone on in everyone's lives in the last 13 plus years. All of us, we work together as a band. It was awesome doing this, and we're sitting down doing the final touches on some of the new songs, all 4 of us at a table spitballing lyrics and ideas, bouncing off each other as a full band. So I love that about our band. It's fun to work together with my brothers and all of us having a say-so in a song, and that's what makes it a Drowning Pool song. After announcing the first leg of the Summer Celebration Tour, John Fogerty is adding even more dates to the summer run. The highly anticipated tour marks a significant milestone, as it's the first time Fogerty will perform his songs since acquiring ownership of his extensive song catalog. The dates include June 16th in Uncasville, Connecticut at Mohegan Sun, June 19th in Guilford, New Hampshire at the Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion, and June 20th in Lenox, Mass. At the Tanglewood Music Center. Architects are dropping a new song today called Curse, featuring former Bring Me the Horizon member Jordan Fish. The band have confirmed that Curse will be released at 3 p.m. British Standard Time today. Valerie Bertinelli has revealed that Eddie Van Halen's family and loved ones ordered pizza to his hotel room upon his passing on October 6th of 2020. She was by his side with their son Wolfgang Van Halen and the guitarist legend's brother Alex Van Halen with his 2 sons, telling People magazine in a new cover story that Eddie died while holding her hand and Wolfgang's hand, with his last words being, I love you. She said, quote, I didn't want to believe it was happening. Even while it was happening, I wasn't believing it was happening. She went on to say that the Van Halen family members decided to order pizza in his honor. She said, quote, I forget who suggested it, but we were like, should we have pizza? Because he couldn't eat, and the last thing Ed really wanted was pizza. She said, quote, he loved pizza and burritos, so we had pizza in his hospital room, and I hope people don't think that's morbid. Foreigner bassist Jeff Pilson is talking about the band finishing up their farewell tour in 2025. In a recent interview, he said, well, this much time on the road coming to an end, I'm very happy about. I'm very ready for that. But having said that, we are firing on all cylinders right now, so I'm going to miss the guys. We've all gotten really close, and the band is just working phenomenally well right now. He went on to say, plus, I'm working on a live record right now. We just recorded it last week, and when I get off the phone with you, I'm going to start editing a live record that we're going to be doing that is going to be incredible. It's just going to be an amazing live record. I've been listening to the tracks, and it's amazing. Foreigner are nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as part of the class of 2024. Fan voting goes through April 26th at vote.rockhall.com. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 200 featuring Hardy is available now. And a bonus episode comes out later today featuring Joe Satriani and Steve Vai. The Sit Rep will return on Monday, April 8th.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.